If extra lives in the world was a thing, if you could get extra lives in a real world, how would you get them?
How would you get extra lives?
Yeah.
You mean, okay, so like in a video game, you have to like
hit 100 points or something like that. So how in the real world would there be extra lives?
During the pandemic, I would go out and actually walk in the heat. I think I should get a lot of bonus points for going out in 100 degree weather in a city that's built on top of subways.
I think for every door handle I touch, I should get an extra life. You know, there should be a noise. If you could be the CEO of any company, what company would you choose? I'm thinking I would pick Apple, just because I want all the new Apple things before they come out. Everything that Apple is coming out with in the next 12 months, I want.
Right.
I want a new phone. I want the new computer. I want the new AirPods. I want the new watch. I want all that. So I would pick Apple.
But that's not a good reason to want to be a CEO of a company so you can get stuff. Like that's okay. So that's one day. You got to do bigger things than that. You got to be more important than that.
No.
If you're going to be the CEO of a company, like really give it to me. Give me a reason.
No, it's because I want free stuff.
I would be the CEO of Tampax. Because they have gotten out of hand. I'm telling you, like, in my day, tampons came in, like, two sizes. There was...
In my day, we used a sheep. We just straddled a sheep for a week. That's all we did in my day.
And on the light days, we used a lamb.
We sat in a creek. That's what we did.
No, but tampon technology has gotten out of hand. Now there's like 18 different sizes. You know, they have to compete with Fenty, Rihanna's makeup line. Mm-hmm. I understand that everyone has different color skin, like different skin tones. That makes sense. Like Rihanna came out with like 120 different skin tones. Yes, we've been waiting for that our whole lives. You know, it used to be either nude or dark. So if you were a white person, you got nude. If you were a person of color, you got dark, and that was the only choices you have. Now you can get a skin tone that is exactly your skin tone. It's brilliant. We don't need that for tampons.
No, that's one thing you don't need.
Oh, they have tampons. They have so many different size tampons now. It's like, what the heck happened to vaginas? Like, why on earth do women need like 18 different sizes of tampons?
What do you wish grew on trees?
Other than money?
Other than money, if you could pick one thing that you could just walk up to a tree, take it off, and run, what would it be?
Chocolate, naturally.
Chocolate trees.
Yes, because I'll tell you why. I can't keep chocolate in this house. Like, I try to control myself, and I get, like, one chocolate bar, and I just have, like, a little piece at a time, and then I'm out of chocolate. And then the store's closed. Mm-hmm. So if I can just walk outside while I'm walking the dog and just, pluck, just grab some chocolate, I would like a chocolate tree. Yes, please.
If your sheets on your bed were made of deli meats, which meat would you want it to be made of?
I mean, I'm a vegetarian, so like I would sleep on the floor. I mean, you know how much I love Lady Gaga. When she came out in that meat dress, I was like, no, thank you, honey.
Your dog would love it if it was made out of turkey.
It'd be gone in 2 seconds. I once put pepperoni out on the table. We had guests coming over. Literally put it down on the table, turned my back for a second to go get the cheese to put next to it. It was gone.
If it's turkey, he's out of control.
He's powerless over meat, over turkey. Powerless.
Okay. If you could be invisible, but it means being permanently invisible, would you want it to be? Would you be invisible?
Yes. That would be amazing.
But you would be always invisible. Nobody would ever be able to see you. Would you do it?
100%. I would tell everybody I'm only 110 pounds. I'm still 29. Like, oh my God, you'd never know. I'm invisible. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, all you really have to do is cut your hair and you're invisible.
That's a good point. The minute I cut my hair, I'm immediately invisible to men and to most people. That's true. What about you? Would you want to be invisible?
No. No, because then nobody can see you. There's times I have really, really good hair days and nobody could see my really, really good hair day. So I would hate that.
Don't you want to sneak up on people while they're talking about you and be like,
boo,
right here?
No, I mean, I want to be seen. Would you want to live in a world where everybody's thoughts appeared as text above their head?
Don't we do that already? Don't we kind of do that?
Yeah, when you look at a cartoon and their thoughts are in a little bubble. Do you want that in real life?
No, I don't. You know why? Because I don't really care what other people are thinking. You know, it's enough that they're already like, you know, because I live in New York City. If I live somewhere else, I'd say sure, because how often do you see people? Mm-hmm. But think about it. I walk down the street and I could see 40 people in one block. Can you imagine? That's a lot of reading.
Can you imagine you walking down the street and all these thought bubbles? Why is she wearing that? I bet she hadn't had a shower in a week. Eat less. Damn. Boom.
Right. And people would look at me and be like, is she 20 or 40? I can't.
You're like, I hate this already. And I only went one block.